What's up? All right. So today I just want to tell a story. This is a story time. It's not a fun story. It's not a great story, but it's one we can all learn from. So I have a client. He's a commercial client and his policy canceled. It's a big policy for me. It's about a $44,000 policy and it's got like 9 vehicles and general liability and a bunch of stuff. So the policy canceled because of non-pay. And, you know, we do everything we can to try and let them know what is going to happen, how much they owe, what they owe by. If they don't pay by this date, then this will happen, you know. So we try and do everything we can to let them know that this is coming. Well, he didn't make the payment that he needed to pay, and it canceled. Now, under, you know, some normal circumstances, you can do what's called a reinstatement, where you can, you know, call commercial and say, hey, we need to reinstate this policy. Here's the money. They finally paid and let's get it up and going. So like insurance companies generally kind of will give you one of these, you know, kind of a get out of jail free card. They don't like companies to do this more than once. I don't know exactly why. Anyway, this company, it happened to twice in a pretty short period of time. I think once in November and once in like February. So twice in 4 or 5 months this happened. And that was it. So the company, I was trying to get in touch with this client multiple times. I said, hey, we need to reinstate this. We started getting, you know, emails for requests of certificates. And I'm like, what do we do with this? And he doesn't have insurance. Once you're past 30 days, like you'll never get it reinstated. Okay. So like we do, I try and plead the case to my underwriters. It's like, all right, let's see. But the underwriters want to know, you know, what happened? Why didn't he pay this bill? And how is he going to avoid doing this again? A lot of times they want them to go on like EFT or automatic payments, which is reasonable. For some reason, this is a real pain to insurance companies. I don't know if it is an indicator of risk. That's the easy question. I don't know for sure. I can't imagine that it's costing the company that much money to do a reinstatement because it's a couple of button clicks on the computer. So I don't know. I think the companies think that, you know, a company that is not responsible with their finances aren't responsible business owners and will file more claims. There's got to be some data out there that says, hey, for people that don't pay their bills on time, file more claims. All right. And if that's the case, I get it. But in this case, like this is a 25-year business owner. And I'm going to go to bat for him. So I called him. I was like, hey, man, what happened here? He goes, I'm working with this contract. And they sent me 2 checks to the tune of $50,000. I started paying some bills with that money because we needed it. And both of those checks bounced. And all hell broke loose, you know, after that. So he says it was the same company that did that to them back in November. I was like, all right, well, that's what we can take to my underwriter. So I got like 2 days. Like this thing's going to... The 30-day mark's coming up in like 2 days. So we called the underwriter today. They're like, hey, man, this is what happened. You know, this company, I know that they canceled twice for non-pay and we reinstated once back then. You know, here's the story. Like they worked with a contractor or they had a contract. They sent him some bum checks. It's a real bummer. This happened. They're not working with them anymore. Can you please reinstate it? And so the underwriter kind of went through the policy and he went, oh no. You know, at this point, the policy's canceled and somebody has to approve it to be reinstated. It has to be approved. It's not, they just can't do it because they all of a sudden have the money. It has to be approved. And so when we talked to the underwriter and the underwriter was like, yeah, with this claim history, we don't want this back. And I was like, yeah, I figured you were going to say that. You know, he had $80,000 in auto claims over the past like 18 months. And so the insurance company's like, this isn't profitable. This is an easy way out for us. And that's it. And I was like, please? And he's like, sorry, man. I was like, can you at least give me, can we keep the liability? Is what I asked him. And he was like, oh, that's interesting. Because all the claims are on the auto side. And he said, I don't know. He said, I'm not going to make any promises, but you know, I'll let you know and I'll call you back. I am fully expecting them to say no. I get that a lot right now. We're getting a lot of no's. All right. Insurance companies are really skittish and they're accepting fewer risks and stuff like this is happening. Okay. They're not like, yes, we're going to get this back on the books. Here's $44,000 of premium we're going to get back. No, it's nothing like that. So anyway, we're quoting him now he's going to have a 30-day lapse without insurance and he's got this claim history that's awful. He ordered loss runs from me 2 days ago, which is a sign to me that he's shopping somewhere else. I don't know why. I told him, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was like, hey man, we can try and reinstate. If we can't reinstate it, we can go write it somewhere else. So I gave him the option and he tried to write it somewhere else. That was 2 days ago. He hit me up today. I was like, hey man, can we reinstate or you got something else for me? So that led me to believe that he was having a hard time finding a policy somewhere else or, you know, the price was ludicrous. Okay. Well, I couldn't get it reinstated. You know, I don't think I'm going to get the GL reinstated. And we quoted his 9 autos with a different company today with the loss history. And it came back for just the autos at $62,000. I found the general liability somewhere else for a reasonable price of like $5,000, but they won't insure the property because it's in an older building or it's in a zip code that this company's not have where they're not doing property right now. And so we're trying to piecemeal this thing back together and it's just kind of a big mess. So right now I've got $67,000 worth of premium out there that I can offer this guy, but I can't insure any of his property. So that's what I can do for him. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what he has. I don't know. It's hard. It's going to be hard for him to find a policy. He's going to pay significantly more, I think, you know, based on the claims history. And I don't know what company finding, you know, monoline auto is really tough right now. Finding a preferred carrier that's going to take this as a package is unlikely. And so he's just got put in a tough spot. And so I feel bad for him. If he just would have paid his bill, like none of this would have happened. And I don't know. I don't know if he didn't have the money or what's going on or what he's struggling with or things like that. But this is the reality of this is where we're at with this. And it's a bummer. So, I mean, honestly, it'd be great to write a $62,000 auto policy. You know, I feel bad for the guy for having been put in this position. But, you know, he got a raw deal with some bad checks and that sucks. It wasn't his fault. He didn't obviously have enough in reserve to pay the bill. And this is where we're at. So my advice to you is, you know, pay your bills. You know, maybe if you get large checks, you know, call. You can call and verify funds, you know, from, you know, all these checks have a number on them. You know, call the number on the bank and verify funds. I've done that before, you know. Anyway, that's my story for you today. I don't know. Hopefully that helps. But that's kind of what happens. Really, we tried everything we could to try and let them know that this was going to happen if they didn't get this payment in time. And so it's a bummer. So there you go. That's your story for you today. My name is Matt. This is Simply Explaining Insurance. You can find me all over the place. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Threads now and Instagram at Dietz Agency. Send me a text 208-213-8809 and send me a text that says email and I'll send you a resource to where you can. It's a great email that I put together to give to folks who are renewing their homeowners policy at a rate that is significantly higher than their last month, because those conversations are coming for a lot of us. So send me a text there. Don't forget to check out Agency Launch at agencylaunch.net. And if you need some help with your operations, I'm here for you. So get on a call. Thanks for listening and be safe.